Welcome to Fighting for the Underdog, the podcast that follows the tales of compassion and bravery of animal rights activists all over the world. My name is Hannah Grant, and I'm the Administrative Assistant and Social Outreach Director at the Animal Law Firm. I will be taking over as a guest host for our lead attorney and founder, Christina Bergson, in order to create more content for our lovely viewers. As I interviewed these amazing people, I was truly inspired by the common theme of hope that they give to underdogs everywhere. They taught me that sometimes the greatest power an underdog possesses is never giving up hope. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Today, we have Jenna McElroy with Philadelphia Polling for Pets, a fundraiser hosted by Emancipet, a nonprofit vet clinic in Philadelphia. Their mission is to raise money to make veterinary care more affordable and accessible to everyone. Now, their fundraiser isn't like any other, and I don't want to give too much away, but it should be a haul of a good time. So thanks for being our guest today, Jenna.
Thank you so much for having me, Hannah.
Yeah, of course. Well, we can just dive right in then. Can you tell us a little bit about the Polling for Pets event and what your role is for the fundraiser?
Sure, absolutely. So this is our second time hosting the event in Philadelphia. It'll be our third time doing it in Austin and also our second time in Houston. The event is a fun way to help raise money for Emancipet's mission to keep veterinary care as affordable and low cost as possible. And this year it will happen on October 30th, which is the Sunday before Halloween. The event will take place in the DiBruno Brothers Market in the Italian Festival, which we think will be a really, really fun location because people and their pets are constantly passing on through. And we've got a lot of really fun activities planned, including the big truck pull, which is the whole point of the event, where teams of five will compete to pull John's Water Ice truck. And whichever team pulls it the fastest will win that one prize. We've got a fun other prizes, including, let's see, we've got some prizes for the top fundraiser, the team that pulls the truck the fastest, the best pet costume, the best team costume, the best individual person costume. And the part that I'm most excited about, I think, is a pizza eating contest winner because Nanny Franco's is donating pizzas for the day. So that'll be really, really fun and messy.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. So all of these events, all of the money goes towards the fundraiser, correct?
Yes, that is right. And this year it is actually free for people to participate in the poll. We are asking for teams to do their best to fundraise on our behalf. We've got a peer-to-peer fundraising platform, but it is not necessary. So our primary goal this year is just to get people out to have a really good time and see where it goes. But yes, all of the proceeds will go to keeping our vet care affordable.
Okay, awesome. So what are the requirements to enter the contest? Is it just the five people team or is there an age limit?
Yes, those are the two. You've got to be 18 or over. And you need to be on a team of five.
Okay, awesome. So how can people sign up or participate? And if they aren't located nearby, is there any way to watch it online or?
Wonderful questions. Yes, the easiest way to sign up to participate is to go to our website. We have a special link for the event. It's pullingforpets.org. You can also find it from our regular website, which is www.emancipet.org. And if you are far away and you can't attend, you could absolutely donate to another team that is participating or just make a gift to Emancipet in general. We will have a lot of social content rolling out that day. Different aspects will be live streamed, and you can certainly get glimpses of that from wherever you are.
Okay, awesome. Is there any way we can know what the prizes are? Is it a surprise? What's the deal with that?
Sure. So we have a bunch of things going on. So we've got, again, this pet costume competition. We'll have a trophy that goes out to the pet who wins that one. Likewise with a human costume competition. We'll also have free face painting for kids so that they can get ready for trick-or-treating if they're going out that night or also just to have a good time. We will have an artist there who's doing free doggy caricatures. So if you bring your dog, you can get in line and there's an optional donation station there, but absolutely get your dog caricature for free. We'll have a ton of raffles. I'm not actually sure how many at this point, but upwards of 10 from a lot of your favorite Philadelphia restaurants and businesses. Tickets, I believe, will be $5 a pop, and you can buy as many raffle tickets as you want for those raffle prizes. For the Nani Franco's pizza eating contest, we'll have a trophy for that one. A few other fun things. We're going to have adoptable dogs and cats. So if you're looking to add someone to your family, we recommend coming on by to see who's there. Tito's Vodka, who is one of our biggest longtime supporters, will be there giving out some free drink samples. We'll also have beer and wine donated by DeBruno Brothers, also for sale. And for those who are big football fans, do not worry. We will have a giant 75-inch screen outdoors with audio to watch the Eagles versus Steelers game because the event corresponds nicely with the game. And then I think another really exciting draw is we are so grateful we're going to have DJ Nugget from Q102 emceeing the event. So you can expect some great music and emceeing to go along with it.
Wow. Oh my gosh. This sounds like a blast. I'm jealous. I wish I could be there. I know Christina with the animal law firm. She'll be there supporting.
Oh, good.
But
yes.
I'll do everything online. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, well, thank you. We are so grateful for the animal law firm also for sponsoring the event. So thank you very much.
Of course. So I want to talk a little bit more about the purpose and everything. I know we kind of briefly touched on it. But what can you explain what Emancip Pets is exactly?
Sure. Yeah. So we are a network of low-cost veterinary clinics. We were founded in 1999 in Austin, Texas, as a single mobile unit that was providing low-cost or free spay and neuter surgery. Fast forward to today, 2022, we have 9 brick and mortars spread out across Central Texas. So Austin, and then we've got locations in Houston. And as of this summer, we have 2 locations in Philly. What we provide is preventative care. So if you need to get your pet spayed or neutered, if you need to come and get your annual exam, we have vaccinations, you can get your microchips. The whole array of preventative services are offered at all of our locations. A few of our locations in Texas offer additional services like heartworm treatment and dentals, but we don't do that currently in Philadelphia. And one of the things that's really, you know, rooted in our principle is that all of our prices are transparent. So no client is ever going to, you know, wrap up and head to go pay and have a bill that they can't afford. And in those situations when somebody can't afford everything, we will give them the option to pay it over time or not at all. So our mission is really, really true. We want everybody who has a pet to come and get their pets treated and cared for. There are over 500,000 pets living in the area who cannot afford cannot afford veterinary care. So we are here to try to change that.
I love that. Yeah, the accessibility is really nice. And I know a lot of people are worried to take their pets in to get treated because of that. So it's a great thing that you're doing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we see approximately, you know, it varies, but we see approximately 30,000 pet visits at each of our locations. So last year in Philadelphia, we just had the one clinic and we served roughly 30,000 pets across the year. And then we just opened up a second location in a PetSmart clinic this summer. And we anticipate that next year between the two locations here in Philadelphia, we'll see approximately 60,000 pets.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you. So how did you get involved with Emancip Pets? Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Absolutely. Yeah. So my background is I've been working with nonprofits in different capacities for the last decade or so, and mostly in the development and marketing world. So I've been in Philadelphia now for a little bit over 7 years. And when I saw the job pop up, I was blown away. I didn't believe it to be true because I had actually never heard of Emancip Pet. And since getting involved, I have heard time and time again that this is the story that other staff members have shared. We are all, you know, really, really grateful that these services exist. We are happy to be a part of this organization, and we're growing. So we're really, you know, working as hard as we can to increase the accessibility for all of the pets across the country who currently don't have access. But yeah, so I've been in this role for a little bit over a year and a half, located in Philadelphia. I'm one of a few. Many of our Our national team members are based out of Texas. So yeah, it's really, really great to be here and a part of this really important work.
Yeah, I know. I had never heard of EmancipETS, so I'm glad that we could get you on here and hopefully spread the word a little bit because I think you do such great work. And this event sounds really exciting too. So I'm glad we can get some more community members involved.
Yes, thank you. That's such a good point too, because it's interesting when you go to, for instance, Austin, Texas, where we were founded and where we've been for over 23 years, and you're talking to people on the street, many, many people are familiar with EmancipETS. They've either brought their pets there or they know somebody who has pets who have gone. But here in Philadelphia, we've actually only been around for 5 years, and word of mouth, it's still spreading. So we've done a pretty good job of getting clients in the door, but in terms of getting, you know, word of mouth out beyond roughly like a 5 mile perimeter of all of our locations, we're still trying. So I appreciate you helping to expand our messaging and get the word out there.
Yeah, definitely. What are some goals you and your organization are trying to accomplish at the moment? Do you want to spread more across the United States, or are you trying to really build these places you have so far?
Yeah, so actually all of our locations are really at capacity in many ways. We, you know, we're trying, we will see anywhere from around 80 to 100 and sometimes 40 dogs or cats every single day. So our goal really is to open up more locations. And we actually have a bold goal, which is that by 2028, everyone in the US will have access to affordable veterinary care. We know that this is an extremely audacious goal, but we're striving towards it because we want that to be a reality for everyone. So we're working with our partners. PetSmart Charities has been a big one in helping us expand locations, and we're hoping to just keep on pushing through so that we can make this bold goal come to life.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're really rapidly expanding. And I think that's, as much as it sounds like a high reach, I think it's a reasonable goal considering what all the work you're doing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We feel we're at this interesting intersection in many ways, internally anyway. It feels sometimes like a nonprofit and sometimes like a startup where, you know, we're just trying to do so much. We're trying to, you know, build this thing, this pretty big thing, but it's going really well and we're excited.
Yeah, well, I know there's a lot of work to be done. And I'm sure that you use volunteers. Is that correct?
It's a great question and something we're still figuring out. For our events, like this upcoming Pulling for Pets event, we do have a need for volunteers. Lots and lots of really fun ways that volunteers can get involved there. As far as volunteers on the day-to-day basis working in our clinics, it's a little bit harder just because we are a high volume veterinary clinic. Things are happening pretty quickly. It's really important that our staff are trained. We're pretty busy, so there's not a ton of room currently for volunteers within the day-to-day operations, but certainly at an events level, yes.
Okay, great. So how can people find you and help to support your organization?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think if anybody's listening to this and is interested in getting involved and doing more, I think the best way to do that would probably be to send me an email. I promise to get back to you pretty quickly and I can go ahead and get you connected to the person who will be able to help you with whatever the appropriate task is. I'll give you my email address. It's my first name, Jenna, J-E-N-N-A. Dot McElroy, McElroy at EmancipETS.org. And you could also go to our website and click around to see what the upcoming events are in your region and see, you know, what you'd like to get involved with that way too.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for plugging everything as well. And I will add that in the description for anyone who's interested as well. So what challenges did you face when starting this fundraiser? Have you had any struggles along the way?
I think our biggest challenge, and this is probably the case with most organizations who are doing a first-time event, but last year we had to, you know, build the thing as we were doing it. So having a limited bandwidth, limited budget, limited staff, it can be hard to put together a new event. But we had a really, really great time last year. We had the event at Triple Bottom Brewing on Spring Garden, and folks came out and we honestly had a blast, even though it rained. So for this year, we're building on lessons learned from last year. We've got a ton of companies who came out and joined us last year who are bringing more people this year. And I think, you know, we're scrappy. So we're doing, we try to do as much as we can with as little as we can when it comes to, you know, our marketing budget. So, but yeah, anyway, that's always a challenge, I think, with nonprofit budgets, is trying to figure out how to, you know, spread the word and get the messaging out, because we do put the majority of our resources towards the actual services we provide.
Definitely. Do you have any suggestions or tips for other nonprofits wanting to do an event like this? I know it seems like you have formed a lot of connections with these businesses. Like, I'm not sure, did you reach out to them on social media or email, or just any tips or tricks you have for other people wanting to do the same?
Sure. I think so much of everything is really about relationship building. And I know people know that, but we, you know, for instance, getting John's Water Ice to be a part of this project and let us borrow their truck for this truck pull, you know, that was a relationship that we had to build. Unfortunately, I feel like so many different companies in Philadelphia are just so excited to get involved in whatever the charitable event might be. So we're really grateful that they said yes. And then we've been working really closely with DiBruno Brothers and local businesses. And, you know, these things take time to build. But I think just being patient and, you know, thinking about the mutual benefit that other businesses can get in participating is always really, really helpful. And then I think, you know, looking to your personal connections and professional connections just to find guidance and what connections people might have to help you grow is always a really, really good one, especially for smaller nonprofits that are just getting started.
Definitely. Yeah, there's so much work to be done and so little money to go around that I know people say connections are everything, but in the nonprofit world, it is so very true.
Yes, so. I think so.
So are there any other events you have planned throughout this year? Anything you're looking forward to coming up?
Yeah, we actually have a whole bunch going on, but most of that is happening in Texas. So event-wise here in Philadelphia, we'll have the Pulling for Pets event again on October 30th, the Sunday before Halloween. And then in Texas, we've got a couple of fundraisers, including our big gala, which is happening this Thursday, and some smaller fundraising events that'll happen throughout December. But I think for people who are located in Philadelphia or nearby, the best way to help get involved is to support, especially for the year-end giving. That's when we have our, you know, our biggest fundraising buckets that we're trying to fill. So there will be a lot of fun ways to get engaged that way. And I think also another thing, this might go back to the previous question about how to help do an event like this, but we are working really hard to grow our social following. So any follows that we could get would be great. We just launched our first ever TikTok channel recently, and are trying to come up with really fun and creative content to get out to the world that way. So any likes and follows would also be much appreciated.
Yeah, of course. Would you mind plugging your social media handles and TikTok, et cetera?
Absolutely, yes. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and LinkedIn at Emancipet, EmancipeT.
Okay, great. And is the best way to find out about upcoming events through social media or the website or both? Or
probably both. You can also sign up for, we've got regional e-newsletters that are going out at a quarterly basis. So if you live in Philadelphia, if you live in Austin, if you live in Houston, you can just go to our website and sign up to receive those. We promise not to clutter your inbox too much, but you'll be able to see what's coming up for the year, how you can get involved. We also do lots of fun virtual events like pet photo competitions. And even right now we're doing a promotion for anybody who signs up to become a recurring donor. They can get a free tote bag with the winners of this previous pet photo competition printed on there. So they're nice quality bags with really cute dogs and cats on them.
Okay, great. That sounds so fun. I love it. So why don't we take a little break here and then we can come back and talk some more.
Perfect. Thank you, Hannah. I'll see you in a few.
Of course. Hi everyone, we're back with Jenna McElroy with Philadelphia Polling for Pets. So we're gonna talk a little bit more about her work, and I was just wondering, what's the most rewarding part of your work so far?
This is such a big one for so many of us, but I think honestly, it is seeing clients come into our clinics and have that realization that they can not only afford the services, but that they will be treated with dignity and respect along the way. We hear that time and time again from so many of the people that we serve, and it's an absolutely incredible experience every single time.
Definitely. I think that is a big issue in normal animal care centers is that they just get so busy, I'm sure, and it's hard to have that one-on-one, I don't know, conversation with people to make them understand what's going on.
It's true. There's so much information out there too, but also a lack of good information. So it's not uncommon that we'll have people come in who just, aren't even aware of many of the services we offer or the services that their pets should or could get. And so one of the things that we take very seriously in our work too is the client education piece. So coming up with parts of our scripts when people come into the clinics, or even messaging within the clinic walls or in our emails or social media, are really just trying to help folks understand the health benefits to different things, or even reasons why spay and neuter surgery are beneficial for your pet's health in the long term, or for instance, tips and tricks for when the weather is hot out. So anyway, there's so much out there that's both good and bad, but our goal really is to help clients feel empowered and have all of the resources they need to feel like they've got it, because they do, and we know that they do.
For sure. On that topic of misinformation and education, do you have any common misunderstandings that you encounter about the organization or industry?
I think there is a huge one, and we talk about this a lot, and it's part of our primary focal point to really try to shift this narrative. But there is a long, old story that's been spun about if people are poor, that they should not have pets. And we are here really to try to change that narrative. We know that pets are family, they provide protection, unconditional love, support for all of us. And it veterinary care should not be a luxury that is only available to the wealthy. So we try to change that public discourse when we can and help people understand that, pets are for everyone. They're people will do anything and everything for them when they can. And I think this is a little bit of a lighter one, but another common misconception is that people think that we're either a rescue or a shelter. And so, while we do provide veterinary care to rescues and to shelter pets, that's not actually a service that we provide.
Definitely. I think that's a great point too. I mean, there's so much to be said for the mental health improvements of having pets that it shouldn't be restricted in any way because it positively affects so many people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think we've seen a lot of, there's even in the media, there's been commercials and ads that talk about people not being great pet owners because they don't have, certain means or whatever it might be. And so again, we know that people have seen those messages, and we simply don't believe that. So yeah, we want to make sure that everybody has access to affordable, high quality care.
I agree. Yeah, I think that your pets don't care if you have money. They just want to love you. And so I think that's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So you've worked with a lot of great people, clearly, and have been able to see both the tragedy and the triumph. So do you have any tips for making the world a better place?
I think a lesson that EmancePet has helped instill in me even more so is that being kind and doing the right thing is so important. And our values are really centered around compassion and non-judgment. We will never judge a client who walks in our door for any reason. We're not going to make any assumptions. If it is somebody's first time and they have a 10-year-old dog and it's their first time going to the vet, we are going to welcome them with open arms and tell them everything we can offer them that day and try to make the visit as beneficial and affordable for them as possible. And I think it just goes to show, I mean, it has such a huge, tremendous impact on our clients, on their pets, on their well-being. And it's just a constant reminder that, you know, even though veterinary care can be so cost prohibitive, it doesn't have to. And so I think just trying to stay grounded on what's actually really, really important. And it's not, you know, for us, it's not making a profit. So I think that's my tips for making the world a better place.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. So what are the biggest things you're looking forward to in the future? Both you can talk about Emensa Pets and your own career.
Sure. So this goes back, I think, to that bold goal that I mentioned a little bit earlier, but a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic, of course, but Emensa Pet had decided that, you know, it took 8 years to put a man on the moon. And so we believe that if it took 8 years to do that, that we should be able to solve this access to care gap in 8 years. And so we are still shooting for this bold goal that by 2028, everyone in the US will have access to affordable veterinary care. We know that there are so many communities that it's a veterinary desert, right? People have to travel really far. And sometimes when they do travel really far, it's only to a place where they can't afford. So through our work in expanding our clinics, expanding our operations, even expanding the mobile units and the distances that they go and communities they serve, we're really, really trying to make this bold goal come to life.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible, and I'm very excited for the future. On that note, what I know we kind of touched on this a bit, but what's the best way for our listeners to support you, even if they are located nearby and if they aren't as well?
Sure. I think helping us spread the word is always going to be the most important part, because the more people who know about us, the more people who can access our services. And I should also mention that we do not have any sort of income verification. So anybody, regardless as to how much money you have and what your circumstances are, everybody is welcome at our clinics. That being said, the best way to support us, honestly, is to go to our website. It's www.emensapet.org. And I think what I would love so much is if people could sign up to become a monthly sustainer. That's really such a big deal for us, because it allows us to have a better sense of our budgeting and what revenue we're expecting to come in. And as I mentioned before, we've got this really fun tote bag that we're giving people for signing up to become new monthly recurring donors that is featuring one of our pet winners from this recent pet photo competition. So you get a little extra, you know, take home perk with signing up to do that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Would you mind explaining a little more what it requires to be a recurring member?
Yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is go to our website and click on donate. And then there's an option to make a recurring gift. You can select the cadence. Monthly is really, really great for us. And then you can just enter your name, your billing address, and your credit card info. And that's it.
Okay, perfect. Well, is there anything that you'd like our audience to know that I haven't thought to ask you yet?
I don't think so. It dawned on me that something I hadn't shared earlier on is that we only serve dogs and cats. So in case anybody is thinking that they want to bring their rabbit or other pet, unfortunately, we can't provide care for those. And then again, just, you know, helping us get the word out that we're here, we're in Philadelphia, we're growing, and, you know, we want everybody to make sure that their pets can get the care that they need.
Okay, great. Do you have any, are you able to provide resources for people who have pets that aren't dogs and cats if they come to you?
We do have some recommended local spots that we will try to refer people to. We also only provide preventative care. So if somebody comes in with, for instance, a sick pet or a, you know, serious injury, we're not able to take care of those at all of our locations. So we will also refer out for those. But yes, we do have resources within the clinic in case anybody does, you know, show up for something that we're unable to help them with.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Well, I really appreciate you joining me today, and I'm really excited for the Polling for Pets event and all the hard work you've done. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, Hannah, thank you so much. Thank you for helping us amplify our messaging, and again for the support for this upcoming event. We're incredibly grateful for all of our partners who are helping us make veterinary care more accessible for all. So thank you. We really appreciate it.
Of course. I hope it's a blast and that everything goes smoothly.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
That was such an inspiring interview. I learned so much, and I hope you did too. If you were moved as much as I was and want to support this amazing organization, please visit our website at theanimallawfirm.com and check out our merch page, as all profits from merchandise go towards supporting the guests on the show. Or follow the links to donate to this organization directly. If you want to support the podcast, please share us on social media and give us a 5-star review. Anything helps. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next time, fellow underdogs.